is 10:04 and traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, Max Tucker.
In southbound on the northbound 405 off-ramp to I-5, an earlier collision was partially blocking the ramp. That collision has been fully cleared with drivers enjoying smooth sailing to the merge. And in Alderwood on northbound I-5 near the 405 exit, an overturned vehicle has been fully cleared with minor congestion approaching the scene. Your next update at 10:14. Max Tucker, Como News.
Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Well, hi there, everybody. A good-looking Friday night here in western Washington. We're going to turn the sunny skies into a starry variety as we head past the overnight hours and into early Saturday morning. Nice for camping under that blanket of stars and really just comfortable conditions all around. Lows in the 50s, so we've got that good sleeping weather by night and then beautiful sunshiny weather by day. Highs right around 80 both Saturday and Sunday afternoon. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now in Seattle, it is 69 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News Time 10:05. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Governor Inslee says mask mandates could return if we don't get a handle on the latest wave of COVID cases. More from Como's Jeff Poggiola.
The governor says 99% of those hospitalized with COVID are unvaccinated, and that's a problem.
We are considering what the next steps are, and unfortunately, we have an epidemic, a pandemic of non-vaccinated people.
He's particularly concerned about children as school is set to resume in about a month.
Young kids going to these schools here right now, they're threatened by the fact that people have not been vaccinated.
The governor hopes to have new guidance out in the next week or so, and that could include a return to mask mandates. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
The COVID Delta variant is the predominant variant in Washington at 58% and spreading. That's one of the things that worries State Health Officer Dr. Scott Lindquist, who says he's already accepted that the virus will continue to spread with so many people still unvaccinated.
You don't really have a lot of choice of what variant you're going to get at this point. It's most likely going to be the Delta variant. So I'm very concerned about areas of the state that have lower vaccination rates, that unfortunately the variant they're going to get is much more infectious.
Lindquist says along with case numbers rising across the board, we're also seeing hospitalizations rise, but not just because of Delta. He does expect to see Delta become a big driver of new hospitalizations in Washington as it has in other states and countries. A local expert who used to work for the Centers for Disease Control says the agency is taking the wrong approach to its COVID message. Como's Ryan Harris explains.
Dr. Ali Mokhtad with UW Medicine says in Israel, Qatar, and the UK, there are real-world studies on things like vaccine effectiveness or breakthrough cases. And he says he's frustrated because when you see the CDC director quoting data, he says it's from clinical trials or other countries because it's not being collected here.
What are the breakthrough rates to each of the vaccines? By time, by age, by sex, by location? We have no idea. We are driving blind. And that's why we are talking, how could we convince the public to wear a mask or to take a vaccine?
Meanwhile, Mokhtad says half this country is still susceptible to the virus as the Delta variant spreads rapidly, and he believes the CDC made a mistake loosening mask guidance. He says the immediate return of the mask mandate could send rising case numbers in the other direction. Ryan Harris, Como News.
New numbers in the state health department in the coronavirus outbreak show another 1,300 new cases, but that does include older cases recently cleared from a backlog of data. Another 7 people have been hospitalized. 12 more people have died. States administered more than 8 million doses of vaccine, and more than 52% of the state's population is fully vaccinated. Instead of Seattle police responding to 911 calls, sometimes dispatchers would send mental health professionals instead. It's part of a new proposal from city leaders, including Mayor Jenny Durkin. She says it would be a triage system that frees up time for police officers.
Which will be a critical resource to get people from 911 calls to a place to determine who is the best person to respond. Is it a medical response that's non-criminal that Health One can help in? Is it non-medical criminal emergency that we need police to?
The proposal now heads to the city council, which will work on specific details. Some popular beaches here in western Washington are closed because of high bacteria levels. In King County, Juanita Beach in Kirkland is closed. So are Matthews Beach and Ritchie Viewpoint in Seattle. Como's Abby Acone has the warning for swimmers.
In Pierce County this weekend, there are closures at Sunnyside Beach Park and Chambers Creek Regional Park. That's due to an accidental sewage spill on Tuesday. Pierce County Planning and Public Works says they'll do continuous continued monitoring to test the levels in the water.
We don't want them to get sick, and we want to keep these beaches open for the public to use.
Holly Young is a beach program specialist for the Washington State Department of Ecology. Other than the closures due to sewage spills, Young says they normally report 5 swimming advisories every season for elevated bacteria. But this year, they've reported 17 advisories.
We suspect that maybe more people are coming out this year than previous years, and that could be leading to higher bacteria.
Dr. Daniel Nidzgorski is an ecologist with King County Natural Resources. He says it comes down to common sense.
Nobody likes to swim in poopy water because poop can carry a lot of different germs.
Nidzgorski says people, pets, and wildlife in the water can increase the bacteria level.
All of us have a little bit of poop on our body. It's just how, basically how bodies work.
To see a list and map of closures, we posted some resources on our website. That's comonews.com/hotlinks. Abby Acone, Como News.
Como News time 10:10. And from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, T-Mobile Park right now, bottom of the eighth. Mariners lead the Oakland A's 4-3. Como's Bill Swartz says a sticky water weed gums up hydroplane testing in the Tri-Cities.
Last year, coronavirus sank the Columbia Cup and Tri-Cities water follies. Well, today it's floating vegetation the size of a football field, preventing boats from testing and qualifying on the Columbia River. If they can hack away enough milfoil, 8 drivers, including the Hall of Famer Dave Vilwalk, will try to get spots in the races Saturday and Sunday. Seattle Kraken tonight used their number 2 overall pick in the NHL amateur draft to get 18-year-old center forward Matthew Beniers from the University of Michigan. The Buffalo Sabres took Wolverines teammate defenseman Owen Power with the top choice overall. Both players are deciding whether to stay in college or immediately go pro. What a huge goal last night from a Seattle Sounders soccer player nicknamed the Flea.
Rui Diaz saw the goalkeeper up his line and scores fantastically.
On ESPN, Raul Rui Diaz helped the Sounders beat Austin FC and today is Major League Soccer Player of the Week. The first place Rave Green are home Sunday night at Lumen Field against Sporting Kansas City. Sports at 10:40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.